Welcome to The Brief Signal. Let's get into it. So this week, Claude Code just shipped a new /goal command that lets its agents run themselves autonomously until a verifiable finish line is met. Think set and forget. You give it a task like processing a year of bank statements, and it figures out the steps and executes turn after turn without you babysitting. This really feels like a new threshold for agent autonomy. And here's why that's so interesting. It ties directly into a new thesis coming out of Y Combinator: burn tokens, not headcount. They're telling portfolio companies that the new unit of value isn't more people, it's a recursive, self-improving loop. Imagine, an agent watches internal queries, spots a failure, writes a code fix, ships it, and the problem is resolved overnight. YC reports their latest demo day cohorts are seeing 5 times more revenue per employee compared to just 18 months ago. The magic here isn't making humans 20 or 30% more productive, it's removing them from the loop entirely for routine work. But here's the thing about those agents running themselves and burning all those tokens. It creates a whole new problem for finance. Nat Friedman and Daniel Gross were just talking on Cheeky Pint about how individual contributors can now rack up serious charges across a dozen different AI APIs. No finance team has the right framework to attribute that spend. They call it token maxing. And frankly, a lot of those tokens are economically unnecessary. Companies need to know who's spending what, on which models, and why. The enterprise AI line item isn't just about the overall company spend, it's about a per-seat allowance, top spender visibility, and routing low-value tasks to cheaper models before exploration becomes a 6-figure budget event. Which actually connects to something else I saw this week that I think is really important. Evan Spiegel, the CEO of Snapchat, reminded us of a 15-year-old lesson that everyone is rediscovering with AI. Software is not a moat. He's seen Meta clone every Snap feature within weeks. His point is, features are trivially copyable. Every prompt, every agent loop, every RAG pipeline can be replicated in days. The durable moats, he argues, live in distribution, ecosystems, and hardware. So for founders racing to ship the next cool Claude wrapper, the question isn't, what amazing feature can I build, but what asset do I have that a competitor can't replicate? My data, my distribution, my integrations, or my customer trust? Now, speaking of agents and features, 2 things really caught my eye. First, Anthropic showed off their Cowork platform for sales. Their growth AE, Brittany, demoed building an account strategy skill, Wive, pulling call recordings, Salesforce data, Slack, email, synthesizing it all into a pre-meeting brief. Then a call transcript processor skill would run post-meeting, creating action items, a Slack update, and a customer follow-up email, all gated for human approval. It collapses a 30-minute wrap-up into about 2 minutes. Think about the velocity that gives a sales team. Second, Dust, a company backed by Abstract and Sequoia, just raised their Series B for what they call multiplayer AI. Their thesis is that solo agent use doesn't compound across a team because the agent lacks shared company context. Their platform creates a shared workspace for humans and agents to collaborate on context, artifacts, and goals. It really drives home that agents aren't just about individual productivity anymore, they're about team-wide collaboration on shared knowledge.
So with all this talk about token spend, agent autonomy, and moats, here's something you could try this week. Pick your top 3 accounts, pull their per-team AI bill, and walk in with 1 question. Who's your top token spender, and what are they actually doing with those tokens? That single question will surface the AI-native workflow the customer truly cares about, the team that will defend the renewal, and the policy gap their finance team hasn't filled yet. It's the fastest path from a usage line item to a strategic conversation. And this is where we at Google Cloud can really help. Dust's multiplayer AI thesis and the Anthropic cow demo both rely on a shared data substrate that agents can read across without rebuilding everything. That's exactly what our Agentic Data Cloud delivers. It makes a customer's existing tools, CRM, support, billing, legible to agents without ripping them out. A knowledge catalog structures diverse data. A data agent kit lets agents access and synthesize across silos. And we offer zero ETL via Iceberg REST and cross-cloud interconnect. It avoids that two-quarter migration nightmare, all with security and IAM that holds up to a rigorous deal desk review. Then, for YC's burn tokens, not headcount vision, those self-improving loops need four things most cloud stacks don't give you in one place. A long-lived reasoning loop, cross-session memory per user, kernel-isolated sandboxes from model-generated code, and async fanout. On the Gemini Enterprise Agent platform, we call it Jeep internally, you get exactly that. Agent engine runtime for writing once with open source ADK, memory bank for IAM layer multi-tenant isolation, GKE agent sandbox for kernel isolated execution, and cloud run worker pools for async fanout. It's one framework, four managed surfaces, all inside the customer's VPC. For those multi-tenant SaaS customers, leading with memory banks IAM level isolation is a huge differentiator. It's the difference between saying we filter at the application layer and the platform enforces it. So it's clear agents are getting more autonomous, but the real challenge now is managing that autonomy, attributing its cost, and ensuring we're building on defensible moats. It's not just about the model anymore. It's about the loop, the data, and the distribution. Thanks for listening. Leave feedback on this episode at the bottom of the page.